Ladies and gents, welcome back. The Freedom Convoy has been the most peaceful, well-organized protests in Canadian history. And the government, along with Ottawa's police, have been doing everything that they can to shut it down, with the exception of talking to them. We've seen recently that they've taken away their fuel, which there was a court injunction to have it returned, which I'm going to get into in another video because there's reports that it's been contaminated. Their next move, if it's true that they're planning to do this, is probably the most disgusting thing I can imagine them doing. So I got this report from Hammerhead Garage. He's on the ground in Ottawa. He's got a lot of contacts in the convoy, and this is what he had to say.
Okay. Now, some other things that are going down that I can confirm. Children's Aid, CPS, Child Protective Services, are downtown Ottawa. And they're looking for families with small kids because they're claiming that the children's safety may be, they might be in harm or at harm's door. So they've been spotted, and they are downtown Ottawa as we speak. So again, another third period, 15 minutes left to play. You're down by 3 goals or whatever.
Just so people understand what that means, that's most Canadians will use hockey analogies for play-by-plays. So that being said, I looked into this immediately. I had to know, and I wanted to hear it right from the source. And so where did I turn? None other than state media. CBC wrote an article last updated 7 hours ago, so this is very, very recent. Large number of children among protesters hamper response, police say. Saying Ottawa police working with Children's Aid Society around concerns for children in the convoy. Also noting that there have been 23 protest-related arrests. Now, these arrests that they're referring to are the arrests for bringing fuel. So these are trumped up charges for what a lot of people are saying are crimes against the Geneva Convention of 1947, I believe. So world held standards. Ottawa police say almost 25% of the 418 trucks still involved in the ongoing demonstration downtown have children in them, which has hampered the force's response and led to concerns about their safety. Now, what are the force's response that they're trying to do? Well, they want violence because violence is easy to deal with. And the truckers have made it clear that they don't want violence. And yes, they're there with their families because their families have been left with nothing. They have nowhere to go. That's why they're in Ottawa. And this is just, it's really hard to read this and not just get mad. Police provided an update Tuesday afternoon where the deputy Chief Steve Bell said officers have issued more tickets, more arrests, and launched dozens of criminal investigations during what they call an occupation in the downtown core. Again, more arrests for most people have been arrested for what they call mischief and then released hours later. There's no real crimes that are being committed here. As of noon Tuesday, police say they have arrested 23 people and there are currently 85 active criminal investigations. They also released more details on their enforcement of the 10-day interim court injunction against honking horns, which we'll get to in another video, saying anyone arrested for contravening the court order who agrees in writing that they will abide by the order may be released, while those who refuse to do so will be taken into Ontario Superior Court to face both civil and criminal prosecution. So all you have to do to get out from honking a horn is sign that you won't honk your horn for 10 days, because that's what the injunction actually holds. Bell also turned his focus to the children of the protesters. Over the weekend, bouncy castles were set up. The dangers of bouncy castles. Near Parliament Hill to help entertain the children who remain. Bell said police are working hard, are working the children with the Children's Aid Society of Ottawa regarding those children. It's something of greatly concerns us, they say. Bell said, as first responders are worried about the constant exposure to carbon monoxide fumes, noise levels, and the sanitation of the children. For one, if there's no traffic in the downtown core, there would be less carbon monoxide. That's a fact. I'm a mechanic. I can tell you that. There'll be less carbon monoxide when there's vehicles not under load. The vehicles that are idling just for the sake of producing heat to heat the cabs. And a lot of them have efficient cab heaters that run on diesel, and they're not actually idling their engines. This is mostly just the gas trucks or small passenger vehicles that are doing that for the most part. We'll rely on the Children's Aid Society to help provide and give us guidance around that. What we think is just an important factor that complicates and makes things even more challenging of an operation. Now, what they want to do is they want to just go in and break it up. Break it up, take everybody out, and then start moving the vehicles. Not going to happen. Not going to happen. This is, they've clearly stated their point. They're staying until the mandates are removed. And you can talk to them. Try that as a tactic. Try that. Before you go in and try to take their children on made-up BS, this is just... The children are protected by their parents, okay? They're fine. This is one of the protesters was saying. It's perfectly peaceful protest, said Jacob Varellin, who traveled to Ottawa from the Chatham-Kent area, southwestern Ontario. I grew up near that area. He said part of the reason was that the protest was because of... Sorry. He said part of the reason he was there was because of his nephew. This is wrong that we're even suggesting taking children from their parents, and I'd agree with that. I don't even know what to tell you at this point, folks. So essentially what this article is reading, and you can read it for yourself. I'm going to put a link for it in the description down below. But it's laying the groundwork, the foundation for them to use as an excuse to remove the children from the protesters, remove the children from the convoy. In my opinion, in the hopes to stir up violence, because once it turns violent, then they can take control of the situation. The nonviolent aspect of the whole thing is blowing up in their face. One thing I wanted to add was, if they're concerned about the safety of the children, why did they use taking fuel in -10, -20 weather if they knew children were there? They're not thinking of the children. They're thinking of tactics. This is disgusting. Canadian government, you should be ashamed of yourself, and anyone in government should be calling this out immediately. Anyway, boys, keep on trucking.